So tonight's topic is the halacha regarding opening bottle caps on Shabbos. This is a very hot topic, especially for Yeshiva Bachrim. Are you allowed to open bottle caps on Shabbos? And as we all know, there are two basic types of bottle caps that we have to address. There are the bottle caps that are we find usually on wine bottles, which are made out of aluminum, some kind of, you know, metal type of cap. And we have the second type of cap, which is the plastic type of cap, which is usually found on soda bottles. So the question becomes, are there any violations of melacha on Hilchos Shabbos when it comes to opening these caps? Now, it's fascinating. This whole sugya, one second, BZ, Hatzlacha Rabba. Okay, so now it's fascinating. This whole sugya, this whole sugya is a major machlokes haposkim, which is broken down into four shitas in the poskim for what the halacha is in the situation. And what's so fascinating is that the entire machlokes is not in a gemara. It's not based on how to read a rishon. It's not based on any specific lishonim achronim. It's all a shikul hadas for how to understand the manufacturing process and how halacha interprets that manufacturing process for nowadays. So the starting point of the sugya is going to be Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Mincha Shlomo. He's the starting point of the analysis because he makes the very famous distinction between plastic and aluminum caps. Okay, so Mincha Shlomo says as follows. This is found in the Mincha Shlomo is found in Chelek. One second, in Chelek. In Chelek Beis and Siman Tzadi Aleph, Osir Beis. It's also in Tinyana, in Siman Lamed Beis, and Shulchan Shlomo, who brings down the Psakim of Shlomo Zalman, also brings this down. So Michal Shlomo says as follows. He says there's a distinction. When it comes to aluminum caps, let's actually take a step back. In terms of actually opening the bottle itself with a cap, so you could have argued that, I'll bring it out to you. What malacha do you think is involved when you're opening the cap on Shabbos? Maybe.
Creating
one
a
of them is Makeh V'Patish.
Destruction.
Exactly. Creating a kli, Makeh V'Patish. So now there are really two vantage points you could take in terms of creating a kli. The Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav brings down that you can't make a Pesach of a kli. You can't make a kli on Shabbos because that's a Makeh V'Patish. If you make an opening of a kli, that's also called Makeh V'Patish. That's in Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. And we passing like that in Shimon Shin Yud Aleph. So the first question we have to ask ourselves is, forget about the cap and the ring. What about just the fact that I'm opening the cap and now this bottle, whether it's wine or soda, is now having an opening? Let it be a Makeh V'Patish relative to the kli itself. Forget about the cap. The fact that I open the cap, we're not going to handle the breaking of the seal of the cap. Just the fact that you open the cap now creates this bottle opening to be able to pour it out. Why is it not Makeh V'Patish in terms
of... Rebbe, would it change because the cap is not technically part of the bottle, but is it instead a separate covering?
Oh, very good. So Rav Ruvain was mechaving to the Gemara Mem Chesem and Aleph, the Mem Chesem and Beis, which says that if you have a barrel, the Gemara brings down a case of a barrel, and which has a lid on it. And this lid was plastered on to the barrel. That's how they kept it closed. The Gemara says there is no issue of Makeh V'Patish when you take off that lid. Why? Because even though it's plastered on, and even though it's connected, but we don't view that as one unit, one unified entity with the barrel. It's really considered two separate parts. There already was a pre-existing hole on the barrel, and this is an add-on to the barrel. So the fact that you take off the lid is not creating an opening. The hole was always in the barrel. It's just there's an additional addendum that was put onto the barrel. So here too, the Chazanish and others say the same thing by bottle caps. The same thing here. Don't taina that it's called Makeh V'Patish relative to making an opening to the soda bottle or to the wine bottle, because that was already a pre-existing hole. This cap was an add-on. So making that opening is not making a new opening. It's just removing and uncovering a pre-existing hole. So that's issue one. That's point one. That's an obvious point, but it has to be pointed out. But now comes the major hak in Achronim, poskim, which is what about the ring that is attached to the bottle itself, the cap itself? When I break the cap off the ring, the cap now becomes a functional cap. Kolzman, it was connected to the seal of the ring. I can't use this as a cap on other bottles. I can't even use it on this bottle. Kolzman, it's connected. I can't use it. At most, it's a bottle stopper. That's all it is. When I open it and I break the seal, now I have a functional cock. I have a functional cap that I can use on multiple bottles. On this bottle, I can open and close. There's a functional cap that's being made by breaking that ring. The question becomes, is that makke b'patish? We're not asking makke b'patish on the bottle. We're asking, is there a makke b'patish on the actual cap itself becoming a kli? Okay, so that's the shayla, Yehuda. Here?
I hear the question.
Okay, so Rishon. Okay, so just we wanted to just make sure we have the exact issue. It's not the barrel itself, not the bottle, it's the cap. So now the Mincha Shlomo says, Rishon Zalman Orbach makes a distinction. He says there are four shitas. This is shita number one. He says there's a distinction between aluminum caps and plastic caps. When it comes to aluminum caps, he says that's indeed a Isser de Oraisa of Makke B'Patish and Isser Gomer. Because Kolzman, the aluminum cap on the wine bottles, let's say, is connected to the seal. The capacity that it has is limited to just being a bottle stopper. It protects the wine. But when you open it, you now have a full-fledged cap with grooves and everything, and now you can open and close. So now I have now made a new kli. And because I made a new kli, that is makke b'patish d'oraisa. Mincha Shlomo says it's an Isser Gomer. A person has to be very careful, especially if he plans on saving that cap, not to open an aluminum cap on Shabbos. That's Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arabach's Chumrah and Psak. However, the Mincha Shlomo famously says, that's only by a metal cap. But when it comes to a plastic cap, he wants the taina that would be mutter to open on Shabbos. What's the difference? In both scenarios, even by the plastic cap, there is a seal. And right now, I can't use it. Right now, it's only functioning as a bottle stopper. I can't open and close it. So the Mincha Shlomo says the following. He says, when it comes to plastic caps, the way they're manufactured is different. When it comes to an aluminum, happens to be there are different stages in how they do it. Nowadays, it's a little bit different. But at least in those days, could be nowadays, recently it's been different. But in those days, they used to have a flat sheet of metal. This is actually the second YouTube video I've ever seen in my entire life, just to be able to appreciate how they make bottle caps. So I actually had to watch it in order to appreciate it. So they used to have a flat sheet of metal. And as the bottles go through, they weld it onto the bottle. So before you put it onto the bottle, it's just a flat sheet of metal. And then they weld it on. Later, in later years, they actually made it a little bit more sophisticated. They used to have like these balls that looked like little cups, upside down cups, and the cups were placed on it. But it didn't have any of the grooves. But Bekitzer, the main point is that before it was placed onto the bottle, it was not a kli. It was either a flat sheet of metal or a very premature type of cup, but nothing with the grooves. It wasn't a full-fledged bottle cap. And so therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, when that aluminum cap is being placed on the bottle, it's not a kli yet. Only when I open it off the ring, it does become a kli with grooves, etc. However, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, when it comes to a plastic cap, that's not how it's made. The plastic cap with its molding and with its grooves are all pre-made before it's placed on the bottle. The way it works is that the machine just forces it onto the bottle the way it is. It's not being welded on, and it's not being formed on the kli. The way it's already pre-made. So says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, since it was a full-fledged kach beforehand, it's a full-fledged kli beforehand. So it's a kli beforehand. It's a kli after when I open it off the seal. What's the difference? I'm not making a new kli. Now, says Rosh Almazaman, it's true that before you put it onto the cap, onto the bottle, there is a ring, and you can't really use it, the cap now. But says Rosh Almazaman, that's extraneous material. That's just an extra piece of layer of ring just to make it more secure, to make it a security seal, to enhance it, to make it strong when you when it's closed on the bottle. But that's not an intrinsic part of the kli. So that's not going to define it as a chisaron. It's a full-fledged cap. It has some extraneous material on the bottom just to strengthen it. And so it's a kli before, it's a kli afterwards. You're not making anything new when you break off the seal, when you break off the kli. And so Rishon LeZalman wants to be makel when it comes to plastic caps. And he's machmir when it comes to aluminum caps. And the distinction is based on how they are made. That is shita number one.
When Rebbe says the aluminum caps, Rebbe means like the ones that are on like the glass grape juice bottles,
wine bottles.
Or the grape juice bottles. Like,
yeah, I mean, grape juice bottles nowadays actually are plastic.
Well, I mean, not like right Geffen grape juice bottles, but like the fancy sparkly grape juice.
Yeah, that's right.
They have the aluminum.
Yes.
So those are absolutely
Yes. According to Rosh Almazaman. Now,
just one more time. What's the difference? One more time. Is this clearly between the aluminum and the plastic?
Plastic. The distinction is purely in the way they're made, because when it comes to aluminum, they are not a kli before they're put onto the bottle. Really, they're either a flat sheet or they're a little bit of a cup, but it doesn't have their grooves on it. It's just welded onto the kli, onto the bottle. So it never ever had a status of a kli. It was always, at most, a bottle stopper. It's just protecting the wine. That's all it can do right now. You can't turn it on and off. But when you take it off the ring and you hop it off, so now I have a full-fledged cap. I can close, I can open, I can go to that bottle, I can do whatever I want with this cap. That's the problem. When it comes to plastic, that's not how it's manufactured. Beforehand, it's already a full-fledged cap. They have the grooves and they have everything on there. It's just forced onto the bottle. And the fact that it has a little ring on it beforehand doesn't take away from its kli, because that's just extraneous material, says Rosh Almazaman. That's just extra material. That's not inherent to the kli. It's just there to be secure and strong. It's not meant to be take away from the Shem kli. It's a full-fledged kli. Now, you're right, Yehuda. If for some reason aluminum caps were now made that way, so things would change. Aluminum caps would also be mutter. It's just a function of how they manufacture it. Okay. In fact, the third YouTube video, which I saw for this reason, actually does show wine bottles nowadays being made more like this. But you have to know which wine bottles and which not. Some, you know, some do, some don't. Okay. So that's Rosh Almazaman's basic distinction. Now, we're not going to have time to do the rest today. We'll have to do it tomorrow or Wednesday. There are three more shitas. And just to set ourselves up for tomorrow, we'll do this tomorrow because I feel like it's connected. We'll do this tomorrow. The three more shitas are as follows. We're going to have three shitas. Each one is going to argue on one of these assumptions of Rosh Almazaman. The next shita is going to be the Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Avadya. They're going to be arguing on wine, and they're going to say even that's mutter. And we're going to have to explain why that is. The third shita is going to be Rav Asher Weiss and many other poskim. Rav Folk brings down many other poskim who argue vehemently on Rosh Almazaman, even by plastic. And they hold that everything is usher. And then we're going to have a fourth shita, which is Rav Yashiv, who's going to also usher everything, but it's going to be for a different reason. And we're going to do that, Mitzvashem, tomorrow, Mitzvashem, next halacha seder. Okay, so that's the game plan. But we have Rosh Almazaman being mechalik, and now we have a stepping stone to explain tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. The Rebbe, no one says everything is mutter.
Yes, it's Tzitz Eliezer. Next tomorrow, we're going to see Rav Avadya and Tzitz Eliezer are going to say that even aluminum is mutter.
Oh, is mutter. Okay.
Rosh Almazaman is making a chiluk between aluminum and plastic. But Tzitz Eliezer, shita number two, is saying everything is mutter, even wine. The third shita, Rav Asher Weiss and other poskim, are saying everything is usser, even plastic. And the fourth shita is Rav Eliashiv, who's also saying everything is usser, but for a different reason. Okay, so tomorrow we'll chazer it again.